grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. The Magi are fascinating, aren't they? They captivate our attention. These Eastern sages who saw the star of mercy shine. The most fascinating thing about them is perhaps not what you'd think. They pique our curiosity, sure. They intrigue our imaginations, of course. However, it isn't the mystery surrounding these men that's the most fascinating thing about them. It's what we do know about them that's truly amazing. You see, they are you and me. They're stand-ins for us. Because they're non-Jews, Gentiles, who come to worship the King of the Jews. And in that fact, these mysterious men reveal something grand. Jesus is not just the Savior of the Jewish people, he's the Savior of the world, of all people, Jew and Gentile alike. You and me alike. Hail, O source of every blessing, Father of our human race. Gentiles now, your grace possessing, in your courts obtain a place. That the Magi worship Jesus is huge. We often refer to the Magi as wise men. They were sages in their own Eastern fields of study. They were servants of kings, the wise men who counseled rulers. They were the president's cabinet. This is what I want us to focus on today. You see, there's a misnomer that to be a Christian, you have to be a fool. Unbelievers often adopt this disposition, that to believe in miracles, in a Messiah, you have to check your brain at the door. That to believe that Mary could conceive a child without the help of a man, preposterous. Just as preposterous as believing that a man can rise from the dead. And just as preposterous to believe that his death and his resurrection can then be attributed to those who believe and are baptized into that death and into that resurrection. How ridiculous those fools are. One might say, I can certainly see and understand how Jewish men in the first century could fall for such fantasy. After all, they were longing for a savior from Rome. They would believe anything, right? They were so primitive, so superstitious. Oh, but wait a second. The wise men weren't Jews. The wise men weren't living in Judea or Jerusalem under Roman oppression. Aha! They weren't serfs, but actually servants of kings, men of access to royalty. Men of means, at least according to their gifts. The gold alone speaks to that. These were learned men, indeed, wise men. They had reason, brain capacity, high IQs, you might think, intellect to study what was at their disposal. These men charted the stars. They were the originators of the map that would lead to the exploration of this continent. Wise men. They studied the wisdom writings of all cultures, including the Jewish culture. And what do they surmise using their brain? Well, nothing less than that Mary's child was worthy of praise and adoration, that Jesus was worthy of worship because he is God, only God gets worship. They took their wisdom and they submitted it to God's wisdom, and it led them to bend the knee. With the Magi, we see wise men who are also humble and honest, unlike other wise men. The kind Paul references in 1 Corinthians 1, verses 18 to 31. Let's take a look at that. 1 Corinthians 1, 18 to 31 says, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, 'I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.' Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God, through wisdom it pleased God through the folly of what we preach, the foolishness of the gospel, to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Gentiles seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in this world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in this world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in this world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So that, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord." Amen to that. The Magi, who come to worship Jesus, humbled themselves based on what had been revealed, both in Scripture, the wisdom writings that they were exposed to, and in creation, their own field of study. Today, we struggle with this same kind of thing. Yes, even we Christians who believe in Jesus, we struggle with belief in the miraculous. Belief in Jesus, in his resurrection. Even though God has revealed every reason in the world why we should believe in him, we struggle. We struggle because every day we face a fallen world and our own fallen flesh that doesn't appear to shine with the glory and mercy revealed in the coming of Christ. We don't see the miraculous. Do you? Every day, do you see miracles? Do you see a star that leads you to church? No. Do you see these sorts of things on this side of heaven? No. And so we struggle when we read it. It sounds like a fairy tale. But it's not. And for this reason, we keep coming to the one born under Bethlehem's star. We keep coming to church. Christ Jesus, who was worshipped by the Magi, is worshipped by us. We keep coming to be reminded of the gospel, to be reminded of the miracles, to be reminded that life everlasting is ours, precisely because we struggle to believe it. We don't have this all figured out. And our faith isn't impenetrable. We doubt and we question and we wonder. And every week we come back and we're reminded of the truth. We're reminded of the truth that saved the Jews, that saved the Magi, and that saves us. Did you hear what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3? Ephesians 3, verses 4 and 6, 4 through 6, excuse me. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel, the good news. Dear saints, you are the Gentiles. The promise of Christ Jesus is for you as much as it was for the Magi and for all the Jews. Despite how things may seem on a day-to-day basis, you've been made fellow heirs with Christ, members of the same body, the church, and partakers of the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel, through the good news of salvation, through one who kept the law for you, who was crucified for you, for your redemption, for your forgiveness. Once far off, but now invited, we approach God's sacred throne. In his covenant united, reconciled, redeemed, made one. The promise stands. Come and partake of it today. Taste the gospel and believe what you struggle to believe in sin. Jesus was born for you, and Jesus died for you. Jesus was resurrected for you. Though the worldly wise reject the mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection, wise men from his childhood down throughout all the ages have believed in him. Truly, wiser men than we ever will be have believed in the baby of Bethlehem who grew up to be the Messiah. Your sins have been forgiven, dear children loved by God. Your sins have been forgiven, my friends. This promise is for you. Jesus is for you. The Magi knew it, and you know it. You do. The Spirit has revealed your Savior. In him you have life. His light still shines. Praise be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.